Jordan Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. I'd like to welcome everyone back to this wonderful Thursday afternoon and welcome all of our new listeners as well as our regular listeners. I want to start out by telling everybody that as of next week, we're going to be changing to a different time. We'll be on from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, and same station, same everything else, just a different time. And today we've got a great show lined up for you. I want to take a few minutes and just talk about the Body, Mind, Spirit Center, which is who actually brings this radio station out here to everyone to listen to. And the Body, Mind, Spirit Center is a nonprofit organization that I actually started last summer after my near-death experience and guidance and messages from my grandmother led me on the path to opening this center, and we work with anyone ready for change in their life, as well as distributing free meditation CDs to cancer and HIV centers throughout the country. And I just want to invite everyone to go on our website at bodymindspiritcenter.info, check out all of the cool stuff we have on there. We now have Kimmy Rose Aff, who's doing our horoscopes, which is updated weekly, as well as some other thoughts and affirmations for the week, which will be changed weekly. Go on and sign up for our email newsletter, which comes out. It's jam-packed full of all kinds of articles, information, all kinds of great stuff. And also, if you go on the Bridges Talk Radio page or bridgestalkradio.com, you can join in our social network. And this is a free place to join in, share your stories, your feelings, your thoughts, join in on a conversation that's already started, or just grab a cup of coffee, sit down, and hang out with us. And today we have a very special guest and a good friend of mine, Luanna Myers, is going to be on with us. And we've got a great show lined up for you, so I'll go ahead and get her on. Hi, Luanna.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being on here with us today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome.
And they were joking beforehand because Luanna puts up with me. And we work together, and we thought, what a good opportunity to take the afternoon and talk about really creating your own reality and how we all create our own reality. And with all of the financial issues and everything that's going on and all the shifts that are happening, and so really just to kind of dive right into that and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually the market was up today, which is interesting.
Was it?
Yeah, well, I was flipping around trying to figure out what it was, and I think what's happening is that Congress is going ahead and it's seriously putting some legislation forward to kind of take care of this. I kind of was reading through some of the different websites and just quickly, you know, banner headline kind of stuff, and I'll have to spend a little more time looking at it. But, yeah, the market looks like it's probably closed up pretty close to a couple hundred points on the Dow, so that's pretty cool. I mean, it's nice just to see that little vote of confidence come back, and that then hopefully will ripple effect into a vote of confidence with people at large, because, you know, this is, and I hope this is all right if I explain this stuff a little bit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because, I just, actually, right before we started here, mm-hmm. I just saw a clip, and, it was of good old Dr. Phil, and they actually had to bleep out a good part of what he was saying about everything that's going on, which I thought was funny,
oh.
And I just wanted to share that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if anybody sees that on the Internet, I'd say watch it. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's
but,
fun.
Yeah, if you want to jump in and explain, and we'll dive right into it.
Because we're facing something economically in our country. And I'll just explain this. I have a background in finance. I worked in financial institutions. Oh, it's been a while. I was been licensed a long time ago, but I left back in 2004, but certainly have kept an eye on the markets and, you know, have invested in taking care of my own accounts and things like that. But this problem actually goes back a ways, and there's multi-levels to this, and I think, you know, when you see something like this happening and all these large institutions needing bailouts, and we ask ourselves, how did we ever get into this situation? And somebody's a crook, and somebody we need investigations. And which, you know, it's always good to figure out, well, what went wrong, because that is important. That's how we learn. We make changes. We move forward, and hopefully, make good changes that stick around at least for a little while until somebody says, hey, what do we have these for? Let's get rid of them. that's usually what happens, you know, throughout history, is that when things happen, we investigate, we put things in place. It's kind of what happened during 1929, actually, with the stock market crash. Government stepped forward and started putting in created some institutions, but also then put in some regulations about trading and how all of that was going to work to create, you know, some stability so that emotion didn't take over the market, which I think is kind of an interesting thing. And we even have those things today where in this recent stock market situation, when it was announced that Merrill Lynch was selling out to Bank of America, you had Bear Stearns going belly up, and then, you know, we turn around, AIG was in trouble, and that's a worldwide, one of the largest insurance companies. And then, you know, now we've got, the issue of we need $700 billion to really stabilize our economy. And you think, wow, this is pretty big stuff. And it truly is. And there are times that these things happen, and we don't know why. I mean, it's like, how did we get here? So a little history, at least this is my perspective on this, knowing what I've seen in the markets, and hopefully I've got a good grasp of that. But I would say that this has been kind of in motion for the last 10 years, and anyone who has bought a home or even refinanced their home can actually say that they were partially responsible for this. And I know that people are going to go, now, wait a minute. All I did was refinance my home, and what did I do wrong? And the thing is, you didn't really do anything wrong. It's not right and wrong. But what it has collectively done is kind of built in a euphoria about the housing market, that housing prices are going to continue to go up and go up at a really fast clip compared to historical averages. Which leads people then to get into this thought that, hey, I'll buy one, fix it up, maybe flip it, sell it, make a killing. And that mentality being put out into the universe, coupled with deregulation of some things, laws, regulations as to, for example, when you are actually sitting there wanting to finance your home or whatever, there are some regulations that you don't even have to supply your lender with your income. They don't have to verify that. You just need to sign on the line that, yes, you know, the numbers I'm giving you are honest and true. I don't have to give you my W-2s, my income tax statements or any of that kind of stuff to prove my income. So you've got that kind of thing going on. Then on top of that, because so many people were refinancing their homes, which, again, only makes sense on an individual basis, what happens is then you've got just massive amounts of money being made by banks and mortgage lending institutions. They're making those huge amounts of money on commissions, because when they sit and do those things, they're going to charge you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 depending on the size of the loan. So every time you come in and you want to, you know, look at your interest rate that you're paying and refinance, you obviously want to refinance to drop your interest rate to a lower rate. Well, then in doing so, the bank says, well, yeah, we'll let you do that, but then you're going to have to pay a fee in order to do it. So they get money up front to then let you have an easier time throughout the rest of your loan. So it's kind of a fair trade-off, because they know over the length of the loan then they're not going to make as much money, but then they get a payment now, you know, that, again, could be $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or more. So that you take all of those things and you kind of put them into one big kettle of soup, and here we are. And what has happened then, with a lot of this has got to do with also that banks were getting away from loaning the money to individuals to actually buy their homes. Because what can happen in these situations is that when these mortgage security firms are cropping up everywhere, you know, they were making very good money doing this. So there's just tons and tons and tons of them. And when it was deregulated, the competition just got really, really fierce. And the banks actually did less lending than you might think, because they still have shareholders that they're responsible for, where a lot of these other smaller independent firms were just out there flipping and doing these mortgages and doing as many of them as possible. And then Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who we've all heard of, they were involved in all of this, too, because they were actually buying those loans or securing those debts. So it's a big kettle of money, and it's just a big financial situation that we now face, because as the economy has slowed down, as interest rates had to start changing at some point and maybe going up, you know, people's payments start going up, or maybe somebody loses their job and the job that they replaced their old job with is making less money than the one that they had. So before you know it, we're starting to get the trickle effect of people, good people who had honest jobs, weren't lying on their paperwork. They might be defaulting. Then you have those who never had the money in the first place or were really stretching it to say, well, yeah, I could make that payment, but, you know, now that things have changed, now I can't. So there is a statistical calculation that's done as to how many loans can actually be done by an institution and how much cash they need on hand at the bank to basically be what they consider safe or solvent. But the loan institutions don't have to follow the same rules that the banks do. So there again is another situation that led to, you know what I'm saying? Before you know it, because the mortgage companies, they don't have a bank. They don't have a bank account or savings account or money markets and all those things, or CDs. Things where, you know, somebody comes in off the street and says, I want to cash my check, and they go, hey, we write mortgages. But the bank has to say, oh, our rules are a little different because I do need to have cash in the bank in order to cover the debts that we have or cover the loans that we have and also make sure that, you know, we have enough cash to supply people coming in and out of the doors that want to cash checks or, you know, paychecks or whatever it is. So, you know, the rules and regulations are different for each. It is an interesting thing. It makes me shake my head, and I feel kind of sick about it sometimes because it's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, what has anybody, one person done that they don't deserve this, really? I mean, you know, nobody. I don't want to see anybody lose their house. I don't want to see that happen. But I can also see where, because the money was so easy, it was very easy for some people to become a little unscrupulous and do things that they shouldn't have done. And one situation, and I'll just share a little story about something that was personally, you know, that I had encountered during all of this. And I was job hunting at one point, and it was probably in 2005. And I had interviewed with a couple different mortgage firms, private, you know, mortgage firms that really look at, you know, doing this refinance work or also helping someone secure a new home. And in listening to the sales pitches from both these companies and how much money I could make and yada, yada, you know how that goes, you realize that when interest rates are at a pretty much all-time low and we're looking at loans and we're stretching people's ability to get into those loans now, it only makes sense that when interest rates go up that those payments also balloon. And then you have a lot of, you know, and there's so many different variations to a loan, you know, whether it's fixed rate or variable rates, and, you know, you got balloon payments and all those other kinds of things. And before you know it, the consumer really isn't sure what they're doing, but it sounded good at the time when I signed the paperwork.
Right.
And, you know, and then the spiel is always, and I've had even friends come to me and tell me, you know, well, yeah, when I did my loan, I'm in some trouble right now, because they said, oh, it'll probably change by a couple $100, and that's not much. You know, that's not a big, you know, deal. And everybody's like, well, no, that's fine. And you know what? Hey, I'll just refinance. Well, guess what? You can't refinance now unless your credit is, like, stellar. And even people with stellar credit might even be having some problems.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process of, you know, sitting through that, you know, I realized that I couldn't do that, because I knew pretty much that if I took those positions, I could probably make some pretty good money. But at the same time, in the back of my mind, well, one, I probably wouldn't make my company happy because I wouldn't have been pushing the loans as much as they probably would have liked. And telling people, now, you know what, you got to be aware of this going forward, and probably some people wouldn't have done the loan in the first place. But also, if I were just going to turn a blind eye to that and do what they asked, then I would knowingly, in so many ways, know that I was hurting somebody. Because there's the potential to be, homeless in a few years was probably pretty real in some cases. And I told the guy, I said, I can't do this. I can see this. I said, how can you knowingly do this to people? And obviously he pretty much told me that I wasn't the right person for the job, and I'm like, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But here's where all this is going, because, we have individual responsibilities to make good decisions on our own, and sometimes people out and out lie to us, and we aren't always able to see that. And maybe that's where, we've got a good friend named Kimmy Rose Zaff, and she's always, she's an intuitive, and she's teaching people about that process of waking up and really feeling your way through and utilizing your own intuition to make decisions in your life. And sometimes I think you might get so excited about the thought of having a new house that you're not feeling maybe what the messages your body's telling you is, that knot in your stomach is there for a reason. You need to be a little cautious when you're doing this because those are things to pay attention to so that you don't get swept away by the emotion of something because, that's the salesperson's job too, actually.
Yeah.
Get you kind of caught up.
Yeah, a good friend of mine actually just bought a house recently, and she'll probably kill me if she listens to this, but oh well. She went and looked at the house and fell in love with the house because of the backyard, which basically the backyard is not usable because it's the way it is. But she walked through the house once and decided that was the house she wanted, made an offer on it, didn't even know that it had a master bathroom. She just jumped right into it.
Wow.
It's just, and that's what people are doing. They find it and they like it and, it's what they want. And, they don't really just stop and think about, is this the best choice?
Mm-hmm.
And, she didn't realize until they actually had the home inspector coming in and she called me. She's like, this place has got a master bathroom. I'm like, you already have a contract on the house and you just now know that it's got a master bathroom.
Yeah, wait till you find the crawl space, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, does it have a kitchen? But,
that's too far.
But yeah, I mean, it's really,
Well, people just get caught up in the emotions of things, and there are people out there that will take advantage of that fact. And now we look at this situation, and I think that the big thing is like, well, who are we going to blame? And, whether we realize it or not, I think we had to get to this point of having some really big issues to confront us collectively. Because individually, we all face situations, whether it's our health, losing a job, having children, all the things that life can bring us. And yet we handle those on an individual basis. And sometimes in life, there are big moments, and I really think this is a big moment because it affects so many people. And whether we want to say that the CEOs were, rotten people and got big bonuses, and which, some of the stuff that they do, I think, man, does anybody really need $200 million
yeah.
a year? Or, whatever those big packages are that they get. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I worked at a financial institution. They froze my wages for 5 years, and then when you hear what, that person was making every year and the bonuses that he got every year, and you're thinking, you can't afford, an extra $10 a week, to pay me a little bit. I mean, it gets kind of ludicrous at some point. But collectively, we do have a lesson in this, and that we do need to learn to work together to solve some of our big problems. And I think this is one of those that's big enough because, everybody goes to the bank. Everybody needs cash. Companies need cash to operate. If you want to start a new business, you go to the bank and you want a loan. You want to, you might have money to put down, but you still may want to borrow to, rent a space and fix it up and buy product and all that other kind of stuff. And if you can't go anywhere to do that, well, then you're probably not going to start your business unless you've just got a ton of cash on hand that you've been saving for a very long time. So, if those things really grid to a halt and banks won't loan money anymore because they've got so much on the books that needs to be paid off, all they're in the business of doing is saying, hey, I'm just collecting new on the old debt. Don't even think about new debt. Then you've got a situation where, it could get pretty scary.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to
grind up money. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to share a quick quote, actually, that I found the other day by Daniel Levin, and it's, prosperity is not in what you have attained, but rather in what you give away, for it's only when you become empty that you can be filled with something greater.
Mm.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris with our special guest, Luana Myers, and we're talking about creating your reality. And for those of you who just tuned in, we are changing our time. We'll be on next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time instead of 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Communication seems to be the major pitfall in almost every relationship. Well, Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a book that helps you bridge that communication gap. Ladies, it's mainly for you and a way for you to communicate to that special guy in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a husband or a boyfriend. It could be your dad. It can be your brother. It's called The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man, and it can really help you communicate with the men in your life. Pick it up now. The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Available now at Kimmy Rose, KIMMIERose.com.
The Bless You Project.
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 A blessing is a contract that I've made with the Divine Matrix.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
A way for people to reconnect with each other.
We can reach out and for someone that maybe feels they feel separate, just by blessing them and connecting to them, they can feel themselves because we are all one.
The Bless You Project.
Anytime I say bless you to someone, I'm giving them permission to use my goodwill energy to manifest a deep desire within them.
Blessing people is a huge thing. It creates a ripple effect.
The Bless You Project.
You know, it's really a giving and receiving from the heart.
It is such a thing that changes and shifts people's lives. It gives them the opportunity to be involved in a community that allows them to feel that they are welcome and a part of. You actually spread love and compassion, and it eliminates that feeling of not being connected. You automatically connect with someone.
The Bless You Project is about unity, and it's about going within yourself to be able to reach out and affect somebody's life.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
Bless you.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
Connect with someone.
Hi, this is Kimmy Rose Zaff. Check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. If you're interested in connecting with that part of you that is looking for inner peace, finding truth, and crossing a bridge to not only freedom, but silence. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com.
Never gonna stop till you feel like I'm feeling for you.
Hi, you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. We've been talking about creating your own reality, and we have our special guest, Luana Myers, on with us. And I just want to say, before we went to break, I said about we were changing show times next week, but I forgot to tell you the day. We're moving from Thursdays to Wednesdays. So we will be on Wednesdays nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And welcome back, Luana.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah. thanks for being here with us. And we've been talking about creating your own reality, and you know how everyone's wanting to point fingers now with all of the financial stuff that's going on. But we really need to sit back and look and really understand that everyone collectively had a part in that.
That's exactly right. And it wasn't intentional. I mean, nobody really intended. I mean, obviously there were some people doing some things
right
that were not good. I mean, you know, they're out there, they're trying to make a quick buck, and they're hey, you change the rules and you paint more gray areas, guess what? We're going to find them. So, you know, those things happen. That's true. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
you can have rigid rules and people get upset and then they want to move the, you know, let's move the yardstick a little. Let's make things a little easier for me. And before you know it, you know, it doesn't seem to matter. There's always somebody that finds the loophole that makes something easy and then tells everybody else, and hey, guess what? Let's drive a truck through this thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, regardless, we are where we are, and, you know, and they'll figure it all out, and, you know, for those of us who kind of have an inside track on some of that stuff, it's like, yeah, you can see the deer in the headlight kind of feel now going, wow, I never in a million years thought we would. I mean, I felt it when I was in that interview. I thought, boy, you know, oof, that could get ugly. But did I ever think it would get to this point? You know what I always told myself? The people that are running the companies are smarter than that. They're not going to let this thing get out of hand. But, you know, the problem is, you know, like anybody that has a house now today, they probably have had four different mortgage brokers that they're, you know, it changes hands all the time. You're never dealing with the same company that you're sending your checks off to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
But there's a, you know, we all through our life, we have personal lessons that we have to learn, and then I think this is one of those that's a collective lesson, and that, you know, sometimes we need to, rules and regulations maybe aren't a bad thing, but also it's a moment to step up and really work together, because if we don't collectively figure out a way to handle this, we're then just opening ourselves up for whatever. It's almost like when you're listening to some of the politicians talk about it, and they're all posturing to, oh, I was all over this. Yeah, right. But when they when they're talking about this, they make it sound like, you know, this is one of those things that we need to talk about and let, you know, and really get in there and set it all up now so that, you know, things don't happen in the future, which I agree with. I mean, but at some point, too, we have to understand that we have to act kind of quickly with this because it is a pretty big problem. And in doing that, there's a collective solution, but we almost don't see the ramifications that if we don't do it. Because the cost of not doing it is unseen at this point, but I will guarantee you one thing, it is bigger than the price tag that they're putting on it to do it. And maybe that's just a nice way to summarize that without, and I don't want to create fear, because here's the other thing.
Right.
If I really, you know, could paint, you know, the worst case scenario, I could do that. But I don't want to create that. And when you listen to some of the guys that are really like the Paulson and the other Bernanke, when they're talking about it, they won't give you the worst case scenario because they don't even want those words being spoken. Because you know darn well those are the words that the news would put on the air.
Mm-hmm.
They could say a million things of how this could work and it's all, you know. But if they spoke anything on the negative,
mm-hmm.
I'll guarantee you that's what would be on the news.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That would create panic. And this market and this situation can't have fear in it.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, and I was talking to a friend of mine, too, about this whole thing, and he's like, well, but now what we have is the government buying housing, you know, bailing out and becoming the largest holder of bank loans, and it kind of smacks of socialism, which is true. I mean, it feels that way, certainly. But the point there is that, you know, if we have faith in ourselves to solve these problems and that we collectively can work through this, it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter the structure of the organization upon which you get it done. The point is, you need to get it done. And if that's what we have to do, because who else is bigger than the government to do this?
No, absolutely.
I mean, who has the assets, the resources, and all that to get this done? No one. No one does. So there has to be that. I mean, your bank account is insured by the FDIC. Well, that's the federal government. If that bank goes belly up, the government stands behind that your individual bank accounts are guaranteed up to $100,000 in cash. And we're happy about that, because when the Depression hit in 1929 through 1930, whatever, there was no insurance. So people that had money in the banks got pennies on the dollar back. And I remember my dad telling me, yeah, your great-grandma so-and-so, you know, had I don't know how much money in the bank, and they paid her like 3 cents for every dollar that she had. So it was something just like, I almost told him, I said, why bother?
Yeah.
But, you know, they were forced to, you know, make those loan repayments. So, anyway, that leaves us where we're at. But it is something that we can do. But, you know, that brings, again, that whole concept that you're talking about creating our own reality. We can let fear come in, which is the absence of God, really, in our spirit, and allow that fear to drive us to do all kinds of things. Or we can collectively realize that we're in this together and that the best solution is to work together.
Well,
so in that sense, you know, in that sense, it's a great moment in history to come together and get this done. So.
Yeah, and if everyone starts believing that everything's going to fail, and then it'll start.
Exactly.
You know, because, you know, it's, I say, regardless of what we think or say, it's our deepest beliefs that influence what we attract to us.
Yeah.
And our subconscious mind doesn't have a concept of time or can it distinguish between positive and negative statements. So it's just like telling yourself that you have a broken heart. Your subconscious mind doesn't say, oh, no, you're just not, you're just saying that. Your subconscious mind works like pictures.
Right.
And there's no pictures for negative statements, only for positive ones. So when you say you don't want something in your life, or you don't want to lose your home or whatever it is, then your mind creates a picture of that happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the part where it says, where you say, I don't want to lose my home. It only understands lose my home.
Right. Just when you have a white shirt on, you always spill something on it. You know, because you're consciously thinking, okay, don't spill something. And your subconscious mind doesn't recognize negative and positive statements, so your subconscious mind is thinking, spill something.
Mm-hmm.
So so you end up attracting these things from your thoughts. And I mean, it's just like if I told you, don't think of a white dog.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
Your subconscious mind has to make a picture of a white dog before you can process the don't think about it part.
That's correct. Yes, exactly.
So it's so important that everybody try to remain positive with everything that's going on, and like you said, really kind of work together and make it work.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that sounds like you were just teaching the law of attraction class only in reverse.
Oh yeah.
Well, we talked about that. Don't. It seems like those are the easy things to attract, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have all these goals about, oh, I want to have this great job, I want to live in this wonderful house, I want to find the perfect spouse, and those seem to be always beyond our fingertips, but, you know, the law of attraction, but right there is a great example of the law of attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in its simplest ways, it's proving to us that it does work, because just that little statement of don't spill something on your shirt, yep, go ahead, that's what the mind hears, go ahead, spill something, so let me find it. Donut or coffee or
or just like I know Steve said the other day on their show about because he always refers to the Matrix, and there was a part where some guy came, I don't remember seeing the movie, some guy came in the room and the lady said, oh, don't worry about the vase, it wasn't expensive or it didn't mean anything. And when he turned, he knocked the vase over. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. And she said, well, I told you, don't worry about it. But, you know, and it's really about creating an inspirational day every day, and trying to be conscious of the way you think and situations, and be mindful of what you say and what words you use.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that, because I spent some time with my mother earlier today, and my mom has MS, and we were talking about words and the power of words and things like that, and I don't know, she was even telling me of some woman that has cancer, and she says, well, I pray for her every day that with the way she said it, that she no longer has cancer. And I said, but, you know, that acceptance of it, that the way that you phrase it, even in your prayer, is an acceptance that the cancer is here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And what I was trying to tell her is that, you know, if you... And yeah, I said, yes, on the surface, we're consciously talking here. I know you have MS. You know you have MS. But we can send messages to the unconscious mind and be grateful for the healing, and that your body is now perfect. And only put those positive words in your mind and in your prayers, because then that's what the unconscious mind will hear over and over again. That I am so grateful that my body is in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful for my perfect health. And when you say things like that, I used to go, well, that's not what's really happening. But now that I understand that better, you know, that there is that unconscious mind that really has a lot more control over things than we think, that now that the power of how we phrase things is so, so important.
Absolutely. And just to have faith in a higher power and trust that eventually these positive statements that you're telling yourself will filter through your conscious mind and your life's going to begin to change.
Yeah. But it was interesting to get her reaction to that. It really was. I was pleased to, and then she started, you know, doing it in other ways and other things, and I mean, she was getting a little silly, but it was cute, because, you know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm teaching my mother something, but I didn't know this myself. You know, and again, there's that part of me going, yeah, but that's not the reality of what I'm living in. You know, it's like when you feel like life is, you know, oh, I'm so stuck on these problems, and I've got these projects I'm working on, and I just don't seem to be able to move forward. And you start getting bogged down with that feeling, and you have to release it. You really do, and it's, and sometimes it's just not easy.
Oh, yeah, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know I have a problem with that because I call you all the time.
Yes, I do. No.
It really is hard to do, and I don't want, you know, I just want everybody to know that, you know, it's no different for us. It's something that is hard to do.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then again, we you know, I've got another good friend, Linda Bartok, who in listening to her, and she's really opened up a lot, and she has amazed me in ways because her language that she speaks, she doesn't use the word hard. It's gone. It no longer exists in her vocabulary. If she's running into some difficulty, that's probably a word out of her a dictionary too, or out of her vocabulary. But everything is, you know, it's not easy, but I know I'll make it through this. And then she'll even tell herself in the midst of something that is really, you know, getting the best of her, this is easy. And she said, you know, and she'll say that to herself till it gets easy. And she's really made me think. And that's great, to take that pause and go, huh, you know, you're right. I need to turn this around. Because all negativity does is draw more negative energy. And I already have enough in what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
Get rid of it. I don't want to attract more of it. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's where those moments of consciousness come in, that we have to take, you know, we need that little, as Linda said sometimes, ask God for the 2x4 hitting you in the head so that you come back to reality. And maybe that's what this whole thing is financially for our country also. It's the... You know, if you aren't going to pay attention any other way, well, here's a whack in the head with a 2x4. This ought to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and if it doesn't, I tell you, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm having a hard time, not so easy time listening to this anymore on the reports and things, so I've pretty much just decided to tune it out. But it looks like they are coming to an agreement faster than what I was thinking they were a couple days ago. I thought, oh, my gosh, the way they were talking a couple days ago, I thought, you know, the house would have been burned down by now, you know?
Yeah, I watched something here a little while ago, and they were saying that they felt that, you know, the Wish's speech was primarily to get Congress on the roll to make things happen, more so than to try and scare the public.
Yeah. Well, you just wouldn't want to scare the public. I mean, and I sit here and go, well, I'm talking on the radio. And it is a serious situation, and I wouldn't want to give it more energy than it deserves, but it is serious. And we are on the road to really taking a good look at that and solving this, or at least putting our best effort on solving it. And that's the important part. And we'll get through it then. Because it's almost like, you know, John F. Kennedy, where he said, you know, that he envisioned seeing a man on the moon. And that's big stuff. It's like, well, how in the world are we ever going to do that? You know, at that point, we were behind the Russians on what their space program was doing. But we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of a vision and also a charismatic person who can stir up that feeling that we can do anything. And that's where we're really at in our history right now with this economy. I mean, we thought we were in a pretty, you know, not easy place before. Well, we're really not there now, but, you know, this is what our country needs. We're not individuals just floating around disconnected from one another. We're really spiritual beings, totally connected with one another. And now if you even want to just look at the earthly plane, we're totally connected, working together on some big projects.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take one last quick break here. And you've been listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris and our special guest, Lavanna Myers, and we're talking all about creating your own reality and having a positive outlook and creating a positive life for you. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Rose Aff. Here's a moment of awareness for you. If you're wanting to spend time and find silence, take a moment and take a deep breath in and just exhale. And bring yourself into the space of where you can listen to each and every breath that you take. And as you do that, sounds from the outside and any thoughts from the inside that have been pulling you away from yourself from the day will suddenly disappear. You'll move into what we call a sacred silence. A silence that opens your heart, opens your intuition, and allows you to feel inner peace. I'm Kimmy Rose Daff from KimmyRose.com. You're listening to Bridges.
We're all looking for ways to navigate the roadblocks and hurdles that we come across in our lives. Well, one way to do that is tapping into our own intuition. Yeah, I know, that may seem a little daunting, but it's actually easier than you think. Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a process that makes it simple and easy for you in her new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. So pick it up, and I think you're going to find out how easy it is to wake up your intuition. Wake Up Your Intuition by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Head over to Kimmy Rose, it's KimmyRose.com.
You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. I'd like to welcome everyone back to this wonderful Thursday afternoon. We've been talking about creating your own reality, and our special guest, Lavanna Myers, is here with us. And welcome back, Lavanna.
Hi, thank you. It's been great being on the show today.
Oh, it's been awesome having you on. I'm glad we had an opportunity to finally get you on here with me. And for those of you who are just tuning in, Lavanna and I work together, and we've actually wanted to take a few minutes and talk about some of the events that we've got coming up. And you would think that I would know all this stuff right off the top of my head, but I'm actually pulling up the calendar right now so I can share it with everybody. Actually, if you want to start with the event next week, and then I'll pull up the calendar and make sure we don't miss nothing.
Definitely. Well, next Thursday, which is October the 2nd, we are going to be in Maumee, Ohio, and there's an event there going to be taking place with Kimmy Rose Zaff called An Evening with Kimmy. It's a lecture and a gallery reading. And it's really going to be fantastic because, you know, Kim's our friend who does all this other, she's just amazing. She's, you know, an intuitive, a medium, and author, teacher, a radio host herself, and she's going to be doing a session on soulmate relationships and understanding our soulmate connections with one another, and then also, you know, channeling that into the mediumship. It's going to be a nice group of people, not too many, so that the crowd, you've got a good, intimate group of people there. And
took the words out of my mouth.
What's that?
You took the word out of my mouth. I was just trying to say a nice, intimate evening.
Yeah, it will be, because, it, you know, it's like 100 seats or 125 seats, and it's going to be nice so that there's not too many people. And she'll be able to pick up on a lot of different people that are going to be there in the audience and see who actually comes channeling through on the other side. I'm always excited when Kim gets in that channeling mode, because I had a brother that passed away 10 years ago. And, you know, she always says, well, he's with you always, which I know that. I mean, I feel that connection with him. But I don't, you know, hear the words, and where, you know, I know she's having that communication and that, you know, things are coming through and he's actually telling her something. And it, without doubt, I know that those messages are from him, because they've been too personal, too intimate. There's no way for anybody to know that between us. Except between us.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a really great event. And the doors open at 6 o'clock. The event gets underway at 6:30. And if people are interested, they can go to KimmyRose.com for a little bit more information. But they can also call her shop, Light the Way, and that's at 734-854-1514. And tickets are available for that event. And it's really reasonable. 15 in advance, 20 at the door. Couldn't ask for a better price and a better evening.
But you know what? I got to yell at you. You left that one important part.
Oh, that Gordon Harris is going to be with
I'm
us,
I'm going to be there.
I'm just kidding. I knew
like
you were going to do that.
That thinker, she's doing it on purpose.
I was.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to talk just for a few minutes because I just wanted to share about my near-death experience and messages that I received from my grandmother. And so it's going to be a really good event, and I know that there's going to be some time after the event, too, for people to connect with Kimmy and purchase her book or book signed. Or
exactly.
You're not going to be rushed in and rushed out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a couple of other big events coming up. We're going to be at the Women's and Family Expo on October 4th and October 5th in Sylvania, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then October 11th and 12th, we're going to be down at the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is such a huge event. Oh, it's
I'm
wonderful.
Looking forward to that.
There's everywhere. There's sessions just hour after hour. It's wonderful. If nobody's been there, please, and you have a weekend to say, you know, I could get away for a day, go do it, because it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've not been there. This will be my first year, but we'll all be there. Kimmy will be there and stop by, get a reading. And I mean, Kimmy really is right on. I don't think I've had a chance to share with you. Last night I was actually on the phone with a lady out in North Carolina, and I was talking about Kim and trying to put together an event for us, and Kim sent me a text message from her phone while I'm talking to this lady. Is there anything I need to know about? And I'm like, actually, yes. I mean, she's so connecting. Let's see here. Then we've got October 30th through November 2nd, we're actually going to be at the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapy, their annual convention on Virginia Beach. And that's going to be really cool, a lot of cool conferences and lectures going on there. And I'm going to be doing a workshop on hypnotuning, using tuning forks and hypnotherapy to return your body's to its original vibration, to eradicate disease. And I know that Kim and her husband John are going to be doing a full day workshop.
Yes, on the following Monday. They're going to do full class. Yeah. That's
right.
Going to be great too.
And then our center, the Body Mind Spirit Center, is actually, we're hosting a huge Body Mind Spirit Festival. I can't forget to talk about that for a few minutes. That's going to be in April 4th and April 5th of 2009. In Toledo, Ohio, at the Lucas County rec center, and we're going to have about 150 exhibitors and free speakers or lectures, I should say, and it's going to be an event for the whole family with free kids activities, so everybody can bring out the kids, have a good time. There's going to be everything from practitioners to people doing readings and jewelry and products and just you name it, it's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I welcome everybody to go on to bodymindspiritcenter.info website to find out more information about that, or go on to Kimmy's site at kimmyrose.com, click on events, and you'll find all the events that we've been talking about listed there that we're going to be at. And let's see, what else? Anything else we want to... And for those of you who missed earlier, our show is changing to a new day and time next week, which is going to work out a lot better for us here at the Body, Mind, Spirit Center. And we really appreciate all the effort on BBS Radio's part in accommodating us with that. And it's going to be on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, still on Station 1. So be sure to check in there. And also our archive page has been down on our website due to the large financial issue of maintaining that part of the site. But all of our shows are archived on the BBS Radio site, and you can get all of those on there. And you can also click on a link on our BridgesTalkRadio.com page, and it'll take you right to where you need to go to get into all the archives on the BBS Radio site.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah.
And actually, when they do that, it's a really small fee, and you have access to all of the past shows on BBS Radio, which is really cool. But we actually earn a little commission from that, so which helps keep us on air and keeps things moving forward.
Oh, yeah, great for
so,
the Yeah, I had one question for you, though. When you've got your festival coming up, that's April, right?
Yep.
Will you be actually doing a demonstration on your tuning forks and the tuning therapy that you do? I mean, I would really love to see that. I just had a recent session with Gordon, and I can't stop thinking about it because, you know, today, Gordon, when I was getting so stressed, I was actually thinking about you. What's that?
I said, what, did I stress you out more?
Yeah, well, at first it did, but then I thought, no, go back to the session. Yeah, go back to the massage table.
Yeah, but actually, you know what? I've been so busy lining up all the other speakers, and I mean, we've got a lot of internationally known speakers that are flying in from all over the country in California, and I mean, you name it, we've got people coming in to do these free lectures, and
right.
I actually hadn't, you know, always helping everyone
else. Kind of overlooked yourself?
Yeah, I kind of overlooked myself, so I guess we need to put that on the schedule. And
I would really recommend that because I just enjoyed that whole session, and with the tuning forks and then the chant that you did, I felt a vibration that was so calming. I mean, I really just felt so much peace. And really, today when I was just, you know, oh, I got to rush here, rush there, I got to pick up my mom, I got to take her some places, and my mom being ill, I mean, you know, what kind of daughter would I be if I didn't do some of that? And I need to do more, to be honest. But I was a little stressed out over, you know, how am I going to get everything done today? And, you know, it's like, you know what? Take it away. Just I need to go back to those moments and relax. And that did help.
A deep breath and let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's easier said than done. But
if I wasn't driving, I actually would have closed my eyes. But, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, if anybody has a chance to go on the ARE website, which is the Edgar Cayce Institute, Edgar Cayce talked a lot of, in her original readings, on how that it was going to go back to where we use vibrational sounds and that to for healing.
Right.
And that's where we're actually starting to go back. And then I read something, I know we got to wrap things after, but I read something too that actually back in the 20s they changed the musical scale of notes because
right.
it was originally with the vibration of us, so which was kind of interesting. But with that, our time has flown by, as it always does when Luann and I get talking. But it's been a pleasure having you on with me, Luann, and I want to invite everybody to go onto our website, bodymindspiritcenter.info or bridgestalkradio.com. check out all the wonderful information we have there, Kimmy's horoscopes, or there's a link to Kimmy's site, or go to KimmyRose.com, click on the events, and come see us at one of the events. And with that, I wish everyone much peace, love, and light in everything you do. You've been listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris and our special guest, Luana Myers, and have a great afternoon.